Today, the 5th of June, is the feast day of the great apostle to Germany, bishop and martyr, St. Boniface, who is not only one of the patron saints of Germany, but he's also one of the patron saints of England, where he was born. When we look at the life of St. Boniface, we see that it was he who planted the Catholic faith in Western Europe and helped to create what became known as Christendom, a place where Christ was acknowledged as King. St. Boniface was born in the year 673 in Devonshire, England. His family name, his first name was Winifred, and as a young man he was trained by the Benedictines and entered the Benedictine monastery. He was brilliant in his studies, became a Benedictine monk, and later became the director of the Abbey School. He was deeply versed in sacred scriptures and the fathers of the church. He was ordained a priest and then, at the age of 40, had a great desire to go to the missions. And so he decided to leave England and travel to Germany. And there he got to Germany, spent about 3 years there, but it was in turmoil. His life was in danger, he had to flee the country. And he realized that he needed to get a special commission from the Pope. And so he went to Rome, and Pope Gregory II gave him a special commission and made him one of the Pope's special missionaries. And then he also did something very smart. He changed Winifred's name to Boniface. In Latin, it means the doer of good deeds, Boniface, Boniface, the doer of good deeds. See, the popes were very smart in those days as well, right? You don't send somebody into the pagan barbarians with a name like Winifred. Yet, you know, you start trying to evangelize, they just start laughing at you. So he changed his name to Boniface, very strong name. So Boniface goes back to Germany, and the first thing he did was to cut down their sacred oak tree. The pagans in those days worshipped an oak tree, huge tree. They've been worshipping it for years. Boniface went there and he began chopping it down with an axe. He had not yet read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. So he chopped down this oak tree. It fell with a thunderous crash, smashed into four pieces, and all the pagans were expecting him to be struck dead by the pagan gods. And of course, nothing happened. And Boniface said, "See, stop worshiping these pagan gods. Worship the one true God and his son, Jesus Christ." And so he baptized thousands of people. He would spend 35 years traveling throughout Germany, baptizing, confirming, preaching. He was called back to Rome, of course, consecrated bishop, sent back into Germany, then called back to Rome, made an archbishop, again sent back to Germany, where he became the papal ambassador to Germany, consecrating bishops throughout all the Christian territories, establishing schools, monasteries, churches, dioceses. For example, the Diocese of Strasbourg was established by him. He did this for about 35 years. So now he's in his late 70s, just about turning 80 years old, still evangelizing, even by the age of 80. He established the most famous monastery, the Monastery of Fulda. Then in the year 754, he is the bishop, or the archbishop now, was going back to Frisia to do a confirmation. He was with 53 companions. An angry crowd mobbed them and massacred them all. And Pope and St. Boniface was stabbed to death by the angry crowd. And all the 53 companions were also martyred for their Catholic faith by the pagans, by the natives. His body was placed in the monastery in Fulda, where it rests today. So even at the age of 80, he was still doing missionary work, still evangelizing, still trying to bring converts into the faith. But during his lifetime of 80 years, he helped to Catholicize Germany, especially southern Germany, Bavaria, where, you know, 1,000 years later, Pope Benedict would come from. So we have Pope Benedict is really the fruit of the work of St. Boniface. So what a remarkable saint. we honor today. The great apostle to Germany, the great doer of good deeds, the patron saint of Germany and England, Saint Boniface. And so we ask him to intercede for us and to continue to intercede for his spiritual child, Pope Benedict XVI, that was born and raised in this land that was sanctified by the blood of Saint Boniface.